sports, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. Happy to have you here and very happy to welcome to the show Dan Gelfand, who is the producer of Mid-Century Moderns, which is a show that either is about to or did have their, I think, 75th production show. Right, Dan, tell us about, you're at Revolution now, and where can people see the show? And give us a little synopsis of the show for people who have not seen it.
Well, if you have not seen it, we've had, tomorrow will be our 75th performance. And so we've been doing this off and on for 2 years now here in Coachella Valley. We are at Revolution Stage Company, which is a new theater that opened last October in the Sun Center Shopping Center in Palm Springs, which is where the Revival store is located. Mm-hmm. And PSA Air Bar is there as well, and a lot of other great businesses. And the show is a jukebox musical, which mm-hmm. means the songs are not original to the show. They are a collection of existing songs that are put together for a new musical. And our theme of these songs is pop songs from the 1960s, the mid-60s, mm-hmm. which is that mid-century modern era right. that Palm Springs is so well known for. And the show takes place in Palm Springs in 1966, so the songs are of that era. And it's a romantic comedy. It's the story of a Midwestern widow who, using her husband's insurance money, decides to start her life anew by yeah. moving out west to California, because she's led a traditional 50s, early 60s housewife role mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, just taking care of her husband and not being able to realize the dreams that she had as a younger woman.
Right.
And she decides, well, now this is an opportunity for me to achieve those dreams. And but they're going to be taking place in California, she decides. Mm-hmm. So she packs up the car, moves out to drives out to California, meets a guy along the way who she thinks is she's in love with, but who actually ends up taking her for all her money and her car. And
hate when that happens.
She, yeah. Yes, it's terrible. And of course, she ends up stranded in where else? Palm Springs.
Yep.
And has to start life anew. And she meets a cast of characters, mid-century moderns, if you will, here in Palm Springs, and maybe finds a new romance as well, mm-hmm. as romantic comedies are known to do. And so it's possible that all's well that ends well. So we have a really great cast, and it's a very, very fun show. Audiences just seem to love the show.
Well,
they have embraced it, and that's why we now have 75 performances
yeah.
about to under our belt.
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. I saw it. It was fabulous. I think a couple reasons for that. Number one, I think everybody really loves a jukebox musical. You hear songs that you know, but it's very nostalgic, and everyone's into that. But also, I think for women, it's fun to see a story of a woman, even in that time, who breaks out of, you know, the sort of chains that she's in and finds her own way. I think that's really cathartic, and women especially like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's even a line in the show where she asks someone, do you know what it's like working on a chain gang? Mm-hmm. Because that's how she kind of feels.
Yeah.
She has been enslaved, if you will. It's a stretch. But,
right.
And yeah, I think women in particular really identify with the show in just a broad sense.
Mm-hmm.
So many women have come up to me in the theater after the show and said, that's my story.
Yeah.
That's my story. I had to change things up after, you know, midlife, you know, when I was 45, 50, mm-hmm. 55.
Yeah.
And moved to Palm Springs in Coachella Valley and started anew, whether it's a death in the family.
Or a divorce or whatever.
Or a divorce mm-hmm. or a bad relationship or whatever. Just
yeah.
a need to change their lives. And that resonates especially with women. And there's a huge... I've discovered there's a huge population of women who've done this here,
mm-hmm.
and they all seem to really relate to our lead character of Marianne,
yeah.
who's doing this and like the fact that she's not sure if she's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. She has doubts. She has self-doubts. In fact, that doubt is represented by the ghost of her dead husband.
Yeah.
Who keeps saying throughout the show, what the hell are you doing? You're doing, mm-hmm. this is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be back in Wisconsin. You know, you had a good life there. Why are you shaking things up? And what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so this continually plays out in her head, and in her conversations with this dead ghost of her dead husband, Ernie, all throughout the show. And she doubts, and then she finally, you know, discovers that, yes, she can do this, and she is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And Ernie finally, you know, fades away, and she's now starting a new life, and you know, unsure of what that's going to be, but, you know,
it feels right for her, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Right, and, you know, you got to make that decision. This is mm-hmm. what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah.
Tell us, look, just throw out, if you would, throw out a couple of song titles in the show that people would know.
Well, kind of the song title that sets off her journey is the old Petula Clark song, Who Am I?, which mm-hmm. is a woman questioning who she is mm-hmm. in the world, that she's unhappy with the, you know, present circumstances.
Right.
You know, these empty streets are not satisfying to me, and everything, you know, my dreams have been rained on by,
yeah.
You know, and destroyed, and this questioning, who am I? Which for that time period is such an amazing song,
right?
To have happened, you
kind
know,
of radical at the time, yeah, yeah,
very radical in the mid '60s, mm-hmm. and that became a hit even, and so that's kind of the underlying theme to the show is Who Am I? And then she has a couple of other signature songs. She at the end of Act One, her big song is You Don't Own Me,
yes.
which is kind of her statement of defiance and mm-hmm. independence and self-confidence, mm-hmm. Which has always been that with that song, which is another 60s song that
right.
is interesting that became such a big hit.
Yeah.
And continues to this day as a signature song for women.
Absolutely.
And then there's a song in Act Two, which is Am I the Same Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I Am. Yes, I Am. Where he's saying, who are you? The ghost of their husband questions her, who are you? This is not the woman that I met, you know, years ago.
Right.
And she says, well, yes, I am. I am the same person. You just didn't know me.
Exactly.
And I am the same person and underneath. And it's just that, you know, we took a detour and I led a life that really, truly wasn't me. But mm-hmm. I am the same girl,
right.
you know. So that's a big number too. But other more popular songs, you know, Windy and I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
Yes. I love the Monkees. Yeah. Do you find that two questions? A, do you find the audience sometimes singing along, and is that encouraged when they come see the show?
Definitely. People sing along, especially I'm a Believer. That seems mm-hmm. like everyone knows the words to that song.
Yeah.
Like it's ingrained in our subconscious, and you just can't help sing along to that chorus. It's
yeah.
such a catchy song. And so that's probably the song that has the most people singing out loud. And then even with You Don't Own Me, almost every show, when that song starts, there's applause from the audience
yeah.
and identification.
Especially
with
the
it.
Women, yeah.
The women
yeah.
are. Yeah, yeah. So those two songs especially.
So tell me how you got involved in this production initially.
Well, the whole genesis of this project started with the closing of the fabulous Palm Springs Follies mm. here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Which was back in 2014, which you know that old show.
Right,
it ran for 24 years here in Palm Springs, and it was a entertainment show that was a destination in of itself.
Right,
it had open-ended run year after year after year, and it just was a thing here in Palm Springs, an institution. And when it closed, my friend Mark, who I developed the show with. We were sitting around the pool, as you are apt to do with cocktails and Palm
yes.
Springs. And we said, let's come up with a new show to replace the fabulous Palm Springs Follies as an ongoing entertainment here in Palm Springs.
Mm.
And so over drinks and just hanging out, we kind of came up with the general arc of the story mm-hmm. of something that was very Palm Springs. And both Mark and I have, you know, can relate to Marianne, as most people in this whole valley, we're transplants.
Yeah.
We've moved here. And so we kind of said, let's do a story about a transplant coming to Palm Springs. And we said it in the mid-60s, because this is the modernism capital of the world, as they say.
Yep.
And we want a woman to be the central figure in the story, because women really are the driving force of musical theater audiences. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, there's very much marketing involved with developing the show.
Yeah.
Palm Springs, mid-century modern, women, 60 songs. The fabulous Palm Springs Follies was really music of the 40s for their audience,
right.
Their target audience for many, many years. And that audience has aged out, and now really our retiree audience here, demo here in the valley, is boomers.
Right.
And they grew up on 60s music. So mm-hmm. hence 60s music. So it's really kind of geared to the audience that lives here in the
yeah.
valley, which are boomers.
Yeah.
And so once we came up with the kind of the thematic arc of the story, then we plugged in songs that would advance the show. Almost all the songs advance the storyline, except for, I would say, maybe one or two at the most,
mm-hmm.
Which is different from a lot of jukebox musicals where, you know, they want to just feature the song.
Right.
And some of them actually never advance the story. It's just a kind of a break. Here's the song that mm-hmm. you wanted to hear. And which is the shortcomings of so many of those jukebox musicals. And we really decide the songs have to advance the story. If,
yeah.
Otherwise, that's why are we doing this?
Right.
And so all of them do, except for really one number, which was really to feature one of the actors in the show so that he would have a number. And
yeah.
So they all move the story along. And and then once we had that, then Mark wrote the book for the story. He's a accomplished screenwriter and director, movie director as well. Wrote and directed the old movie 54 with Ryan Phillippe and Mike Myers. That was about Studio 54. That was mm-hmm. a big movie.
Right. And
so he's got a number of projects under his belt. And but this was his first book for a musical writing. And but he did that, and then he said, I want to direct it. And so we did readings, but we weren't sure that this would resonate with people. You know, we think it's a good show, but you never know. Anything that you create yourself, I think it's good, but will audiences respond? Who
yeah.
knows?
So
we did a number of readings here in the valley over the course of 2 years, in 2018 and 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And to our amazement, and surprise, I think, to the extent that people embraced the show. I mean, they loved it. They loved it. And so it said, we have something here. We cannot let this go. And so but then COVID came along. We had a little interruption in terms of being able to get the actual show produced. And we talked to Robbie Wayne and Matt McLean, who were at that time running the Desert Rose Playhouse here in town, and they wanted to give us a shot. They agreed, which we're so very grateful to.
So, Dan, if somebody...
For them doing that.
Now you're at Revolution,
yes.
So if somebody wants to see it, when does the show run till, and how can they get tickets?
Okay, yeah. So the show is every weekend. We have, we have four and a half more weekends. It's Friday nights at 7 p.m., at Revolution Stage Company,
mm-hmm.
and Sunday afternoons matinee at 2 p.m. And then we have a bonus Saturday matinee on March 30th. That's Easter weekend.
Okay.
So we have a Saturday afternoon matinee at 2 p.m. And you get tickets at revolutionstagecompany.com.
Excellent.
On their website.
Dan, congratulations. It's fabulous to have this sort of ongoing show like the Follies. Continued success. I'm going to have to come see it again because I know it's a different cast than I saw. But continued success. And thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right, Dan. Dan Gelfand, thank you. And we'll see you guys the next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.